Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
This year, the cash prize hidden inside the KSRM Easter egg will be $2,000. The announcement was made last Friday that $2,000 will be the total value of the KSRM Easter egg this year. This is the 55th year that KSRM has hidden the Easter egg somewhere in the greater Kenai Soldotna area, and the big cash prize hidden in the egg always generates considerable activity in the annual egg hunt. Now with $2,000 cash hidden in the egg again this year, it is expected that many thousands of listeners will be tuned in to KSRM 920 AM, 92.5 FM, and KKNI 105.3 FM in searching for the cash. Eight area sponsors make the annual egg hunt possible, and the clues that lead to the cash are posted at each sponsor's stores during the contest. Sponsors are listed daily on KSRM 920 AM, 92.5 FM, and also on KKNI 105.3 FM. This week, the Alaska Board of Game deliberated dozens of proposals that would restrict trapping on the Kenai Peninsula, part of its week-long meeting in Soldotna on regulations for South Central Alaska. One proposal the board approved Tuesday will limit trapping and hunting on and near wildlife crossings along the Cooper Landing Bypass Project, according to KDLL. The bypass will divert traffic from part of the Sterling Highway around the community of Cooper Landing through the wildlife-heavy Juno Creek area north of the community. Construction of the bypass is in progress, and current plans for the project include several wildlife underpasses and the first-ever Alaska Highway Wildlife Overpass, a bridge over the road that will allow wildlife like moose and bears to safely cross. The proposal submitted by the Anchorage-based Alaska Wildlife Alliance asked that hunting and trapping would be prohibited on and within a quarter mile of the over and underpasses. In the proposal, the Alliance urges that allowing hunting in these areas negates the $10.5 million investment the Department of Transportation is making in the structures, and that these underpasses and this bypass meant to benefit wildlife could turn into a population sink. To me, this is pretty easy. We're creating a choke point for animals, which can cause a domino effect, if you will. Stosh Hoffman, a member of the board from Bethel, said at the meeting on Tuesday, "This whole concept makes complete sense to me that we have to create some kind of buffer zone around these areas we're causing animals to go through." During deliberations, the board acknowledged that wildlife under and overpasses are relatively new to Alaska, and the Department of Fish and Game staff explained that there are no precedents for hunting or trapping limits around the structures. But one board member said there's precedent in fish weirs, another man-made structure that funnels animals into a choke point. Fishing is not allowed within 300 feet of weirs in Alaska. The board added language to the proposal that restricts hunters from shooting into the quarter-mile buffer from right outside. And the board voted on the amended proposal, which passed unanimously. Nicole Schmidt is the director of the Alaska Wildlife Alliance. She was excited about the board's decision and the precedent it sets. The proposal was the first in a long list of submissions related to hunting and trapping on the Kenai Peninsula, including a slew of proposals that would add trapping setbacks along trails and campgrounds in Homer and Cooper Landing. The board shot down most of those proposals. Mr. Craig Toringa has been appointed as the new Marine Director of the Alaska Marine Highway System. His first day will be Monday, April 3rd. Mr. Toringa has extensive experience both in the marine industry and in managing multifaceted organizations. He started his maritime career sailing aboard Crowley's ocean-going vessels and spent over 20 years working his way up through Crowley's Marine Services Division. Since 2017, Mr. Toringa has served as the Senior Vice President for Kirby Offshore Marine in Houston, Texas. Craig is going to do a great job leading the Alaska Marine Highway team, said Ryan Anderson. His experience first as a mariner and then managing complex marine operations will be invaluable to the Alaska Marine Highway operations and staff. The Marine Director position, formerly known as the Alaska Marine Highway General Manager, has been vacant after the retirement of Captain John Favley in January of 2023. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.